From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A typhoon rages in the Philippines. A crawling typhoon has struck the Philippines with one confirmed death. From Manila, Simon Orendine reports.
State forecaster Manny Mendoza says since Kopo is progressing at just 5 kilometers per hour, the Weather Service revised its expected exit from land to Thursday instead of Tuesday. He refers to Kopo by its local name, Lando.
Due to interaction between the high pressure area at the West Philippine Sea and due to the interaction of the typhoon Champi, east-northeast of this Typhoon Lando is now slowly moving.
The Civil Defense Office head, Alexander Pama, says more than 20,000 people have been moved to evacuation centers. Close to 4 dozen flights have been grounded and about 5,500 ferry passengers are stranded. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry today said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week. Then, with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, amid more than 2 weeks of deadly clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. The conflict surged Saturday between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem. Police reported at least 4 knife-wielding Palestinians, including a 16-year-old girl, killed in separate incidents. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel were wounded in the attacks. At least 40 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have died during weeks of street violence that Palestinian officials have linked in part to increasing Jewish encroachment. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran and world powers involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of Tehran's nuclear-related sanctions. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved begin taking steps to carry out the provisions of the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The date of the next milestone, Implementation Day, has yet to be determined. That is the day when Iran will begin receiving relief from crippling international sanctions because the provisions of the agreement have been met. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In Washington, President Obama commented on Russia's Syrian campaign, saying it is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened today in half of Egypt's provinces as the government works to complete a roadmap to democracy, following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting today and Monday, and the remaining areas going to polls in early December. Egyptians living abroad had the chance to vote on Saturday. Current leader Abdel Fattah el-Sisi led the effort in 2013 to topple Morsi, the country's first democratically elected president. That brought a military-backed interim government with the promise of a new constitution and elections for a new president and parliament. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, has won a second term, the country's election commission has announced, 6 days after polling ended. Conde captured 58% of the votes cast, avoiding a runoff election with the main opposition leader, Chelou Dalian Diallo. Diallo, who denounced the vote as fraudulent, won 31%. Diallo says democracy was not achieved, and he is calling for demonstrations against Conde's reelection. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting with Turkish leaders today in an effort to secure their country's help in stemming the flow of migrants into Europe. Merkel met with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu at his office in Istanbul ahead of meeting with President Tayyip Erdogan, scheduled for later in the day. In a news conference following his meeting with Merkel, Davutoglu said that Turkey is ready to work with Germany on preventing illegal migration, but the crisis cannot be resolved without a solution to the conflict in Syria. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.